Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to TSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And that is, I'm warning you right now, I'm telling you. It's not a warning, really. It's just it's an information for your information. FYI, that's the last time you're going to hear Reba McEntire bring the show to you. It's going to change, and we're going to talk about that in the final segment of today's show. I hope you'll stay tuned. I think it'll be really interesting, and you might hear me get a little blubbery or something. I don't know. You know how I was the other day when I talked about it, because it is something special, and it is something that's mine. I chose Reba. Yes, that was my idea, blah, blah, blah. But this is actually mine, and it means something to me, and I hope it will to you as well. But let's get started. Let's start going to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We are here at the end of a week, and you have blessed us all week long. Oh, there have been ups and downs and things in the office and around the world, but you have blessed us because you are such a loving God. Father, we know that even in our trials, even in those times when we're in the valleys, that you are with us. Thank you for being such a loving Father. And I know, Father, that there are some who can't relate to that because they don't have an earthly Father that has been a good Father or presence in their lives. And I pray for them, that they will come to understand and know your love. I pray for all those who are victims in human trafficking that this country, this nation has participated in. And I pray, Father, that we can clean it up, that you will help us. We need to be bold. We need to have courage. We need to not be shy to say and to speak out for these lost ones. For these who have been taken, whose lives have been stolen. Father, I ask for your protection of them. I know they're going through hell right now. Protect them. Wrap your arms around them and let them know you love them, even if the world is wretched. Father, I ask for your protection over Donald Trump, his family, those around him. I ask for your protection for your children, your believers here in this nation and abroad who are fighting for life, who are trying, or maybe not, but they should be trying to stand for your righteousness, justice. Father, I beg that your justice will be done in the things that we are seeing. And I know that's a scary thing to ask for. But we need it. We thank you, Father, for your many blessings, for your love and your grace and your mercy. And we ask for your forgiveness for our apathy, our complacency, our selfishness. Lift us up out of our own sin, Father. You already have. May we just realize it. Help us, Father. Give us that gift of discernment that we can sift through everything that we're being told, all the propaganda, all the lies, and see the truth and stand for truth. For you are the truth. You are the way. You are the life. And we know it is in you that we are free. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I spent a good part of this morning watching an interview with Tucker Carlson and Margaret Taylor Greene. She's written a book. It's titled MTG, which I thought was hysterically perfect. On the front of her book, when they held it up at the end of the interview, I didn't see the very beginning of it. I didn't see him show it. It's very similar to mine. That's kind of crazy, right? I doubt that it says anything the same, maybe a few things, but after watching this interview, I had to ask myself, why do I watch the idiotic news every night? Propaganda on the left, propaganda on the right. I told Rudy this morning, I think they're twins, and he kind of looked at me with that. He does that little cross eye where he raises one eyebrow and not the other. He gives me that little look. And I said, I'm talking about the Republicans and Democrats. Now, if you'll remember, Helen Chenoweth, she's passed away now. She was actually killed in a car accident. She was a representative from, I want to say Wyoming, but I'm not positive on that. It was out west. And she'd said many, many years ago that these Republicans and Democrats, they're only enemies in front of the camera. Behind the scenes, they are all just good old boys. They're in their good old boy club. And that good old boy club is not, she didn't say this because that phrase wasn't there back then. It's not MAGA. Apparently not even many who say they support President Donald Trump and make America great again are really MAGA. But I think we kind of knew that already, didn't we? One of the topics that she and Tucker were talking about was war. Ukraine war, now Israel war, and how Congress loves to fund these wars and send money. And she was talking about the money that they're sending to Ukraine on a monthly basis isn't about the war. It's funding Ukraine, and it's paying salaries for Ukraine officials and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Why? Well, why do they love war? Because just like Dick Cheney, they want to be very wealthy. Because war made Dick Cheney and Lizzie very wealthy. So I decided to look at a warning from one of our former presidents. He was a 5-star general, Dwight D. Eisenhower. And here's just an excerpt from his farewell address that was given in January of 1961. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armament industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time as well required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all the United States corporations. Now think about that. Now, this was in 1961. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new to the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, and even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihoods are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. If the councils of government, in the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination danger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together. That was a mouthful. And I'm telling you what, when he talks about a knowledgeable citizenry, I believe we have failed to be knowledgeable. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have with us our good friend Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. Without them, we would not be here, and they are boots on the ground fighting for us here in rural America and across this grand land. How you doing, Daniel?
Oh, Beth Ann, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
It was different for you
this year. Yes, I hope you did as well.
Yeah. Good. You ate plenty of turkey and all that good stuff, and...
It's always a lot of work, but it's always a good time.
It is. So, what's on your mind? What's been going on this week? Oh, as if we didn't know.
Well, I was going to humble brag about an op-ed I wrote that came out on Monday in the New York Post, but
yes, please.
It's tied into how you just intro'd me, which is fighting for rural America. And I reached out to the editor of the Post to say, I think more needs to be said about Governor Burgum dropping out of the presidential race. I know he wasn't a household name. I know he only qualified for two of the debates, and so he's pretty much dismissed by the political geniuses who seem to run the uniparty of Washington, D.C. But he was the last voice of rural America. And if you get a chance to read the op-ed, it's on the New York Post. I was very proud of it, but I tried to make a very simple point, which your audience intrinsically knows in their heart and soul. Every single poll headed into 2024 says what's most preoccupying American families are food prices and energy prices, inflation, right? That's why every time the Biden administration puts out inflation numbers, they put a little asterisk and say, if you release, if you drop out food and energy, inflation is pretty steady. And you say, well, yeah, if I took out the pumpkin pie, I ate at Thanksgiving, I could say I barely had anything for dessert, right? I mean, if you can take out the bad things, numbers, I guess, can say whatever you want.
Remove the dressing and the gravy, I didn't have any calories.
What's bothering Americans and food prices are what's bothering Americans. Maybe they should ask farmers and people who work in energy how to fix it. And I like Governor DeSantis. I clearly love President Trump. I like Vivek. I think he's interesting. The others, they're there. But really, none of them understand. None of them come from a farm background.
Right.
None of them have an energy background. President Trump, God love him, for a kid who was born and raised in Manhattan, did more to help farmers and energy than anyone before him, even though he doesn't really know the industry. He just let it do its job. And so that was the point of the op-ed. If food prices, if energy prices are the heart of Americans' frustrations and hardships, maybe rural America should be at the table. And with Doug Burgum leaving the race, they're not there anymore. And what we're going to get is someone like Chris Christie or Nikki Haley saying, I know how to fix these problems, when they're just too arrogant, too haughty, or just too stupid to really know how to fix anything.
Too well paid.
Yeah.
They're getting donations from
Well, remember Vivek in the very first line of the first debate said, everyone on this stage is bought and paid for by a lobbyist. I think that's why Chris Christie always hated him. They don't like to be said that, but
they don't like
to be
the truth,
told that.
That's for sure.
But yeah, they are all paid for by somebody. Nikki Haley has $250,000 worth of Raytheon stock.
Yeah.
How much do you own? Do you own $250,000 of Raytheon stock?
No, I don't even own a dollar of it.
If she wants to talk about invading the world, you have to realize, well, maybe she also has a slightly other motive. I'm not going to, she would go bonkers.
Yeah. I didn't watch the debate this week. I just saw snippets of it. But the looks on their faces when Vivek just spoke the truth. I mean, they couldn't name those territories or whatever he called them, counties or in Ukraine. They couldn't name them. And you saw that. You saw the deer in the headlight.
She doesn't know where they are. She can't find them on a map. But she wants boots on the ground.
She wants your children to go die, and also when he went after DeSantis for disloyalty, the look that came across DeSantis's face was telling. He knows he's been disloyal, and he knows he wouldn't be governor. He did tell him he's been a good governor. He gave him a compliment. But he said, you wouldn't be governor if it wasn't for Donald Trump.
None of them would be anything. Chris Christie lost his position when I think he was failing and Donald Trump asked him to leave the transition team. So he's always had a grudge.
Yeah.
But Nikki Haley, whatever she wants to say about foreign policy, she has no foreign policy wins, period. She was a staffer. And being a staffer sometimes is very humbling, because even though you have a huge success and it's a pat on the back, ultimately the boss will get the credit. Right. Ultimately, the boss may reward you with a Christmas bonus, but when you're a staffer, you are just executing the orders of the boss. And so when Nikki Haley says all the things that she did as United Nations ambassador,
she did.
You weren't
doing
anything. You were just executing the orders that President Trump's team told you to execute. And that is noteworthy. Right. She didn't undermine him. She didn't. We saw a lot of that. But she doesn't have foreign policy wins. Trump has foreign policy wins. It's the same with Mike Pence when he was still running,
trying
to talk about his wins. You don't have any wins. Trump has wins. You're trying to take them for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. 100%. And I thought, I know some of them don't like him, and my jury's still out. I've got that in some of my stuff I'm going to share with the listeners here in a little bit. With Vivek, I'm not sure how to take Vivek just yet.
Let me tell you what. I'm in the same boat with him.
I'm going to tell you what, because I'm trying to look beyond believing that Trump's going to get elected in 2024, because if he doesn't, we're finished. But
that was the point I was trying to make with my op-ed was they're pretty much all the same. I think Trump surprised everybody when he actually got power, because he was not the same. But everyone else outside of him is pretty much the same candidate, packaged slightly different. But it's what I appreciated about Governor Burgum. We don't get rural state governors running for president. Usually they get dismissed. Like, what would you possibly know? North Dakota, you know, you're the third least populous state in the nation. He would be, especially, imagine, as a Democrat, summarily dismissed, right? He doesn't have a huge African-American population. He doesn't have a huge gay population. How could you possibly become president of the country? And you say, well, what's the country need? We need food and energy. And where do you think that comes from? It comes from rural America.
Amen.
And I also admire the fact that Governor Burgum, like President Trump, grew up normal, but made himself a billionaire. He was very humble about the fact that he's a legit billionaire. That's a lot of money. And if you're a billionaire coming out of North Dakota, it's probably not just because of a lot of cows. He built an enormous tech company, and he's very successful. And so, boy, you look at someone who's tall and handsome with a great head of hair and represents rural America and knows how to build businesses. He, outside of President Trump, would have been my first choice as nominee, because the guy knows how to actually get stuff accomplished.
I liked what he said in the first
debate. His voice will be missed.
I liked what he said in the first debate, and then they wouldn't let him come back on. And, you know, they ripped into him for what he said. And it's because they haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
They just simply do not have a clue. And, you know, I need to give that governor a little call, a little chat, see if he'll come on CSE Talk Radio.
I think you should. And if not, I'll tell you how to get in touch with him if you want to invite him on the radio to talk
Absolutely.
About rural America.
Yes,
but
please.
I do think his voice is needed, because many times on the program with you, I've said how something we agree with, we don't need better managers in D.C. We don't need people. When Chris Christie says, I want a government as good as its people, my stomach rolls and I say, have you seen some of the people? I don't want government. I don't want that government. I want
Depends
the smallest
on what people
possible government possible, because people know better than the government does. We just have too much government on our back.
Absolutely.
And I think if we're going to talk about food, we're going to talk about energy, we don't need more managers. We need government to get the heck out of the way. And I think Doug Burgum would have done that had he had the chance.
Yeah, and I would like to talk to him about the USDA. We'll see what he thinks about them, because as a good friend of mine, I haven't talked to her in a long time, but she used to be on the radio with me when I first started, and she was on with my mentor when he still had his radio program, still living. And she used to call the USDA Uncle Sam destroying agriculture.
Yeah.
so
pretty
accurate. I'd like to see what Governor Burgum thinks of that, you know. Rural America is it's the foundation. And
it is.
We don't get the
and that's why we love your
due.
Voice for rural America.
Oh, thank you. We love you too. You know that. You know that a lot. Anyway, we're going to let you go. I hear the music playing. Oh, I want to tell you that when you come on the next time, you will not hear Reba bringing me in. I have a new opening that'll start on Monday, and I'm pretty excited about it, and we're going to play it here in just, before we go off
I am
here.
I'm excited. Something
all
to
right.
look forward to. God
and it
you,
is Beth mine, man. mine, all mine. Nobody else owns it but me. It is very special to me. Thank you, Daniel. You have a great and fantastic weekend. Take care of the sheep.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. Well, I want to go back to this interview that I saw with Margaret Taylor Greene. Can't even say her name. She spoke of this industrial war complex and how nearly all, including the Republicans, seem to all be on board with it. You see, Ukraine's border and Israel's border and all other nations' borders, I'm going to use this word. She didn't use this word, but I'm going to trump our borders in their priorities. You ever play that card game, Trump? Trump card. Well, Vivek Ramaswamy said this during the debate this week. If you'd have told me nearly 3 years ago when I was just a CEO that January 6th was an inside job, I would have said that you're crazy. That's crazy talk. But it's not. There is now clear evidence that there was, at the very least, entrapment of peaceful protesters similar to the fake Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot and countless other cases. I've been watching the news since I started in radio with Derry Brownfield back in 1996. And I learned a lot of things from Derry Brownfield. And they weren't good things about our country. Oh, he loved our country. but it wasn't good what was going on in D.C. And I have come to the conclusion now that everything seems to be an inside job. George Floyd, he wasn't strangled. We knew that from the get-go. Remember when the autopsy report came down and they said he didn't die of strangulation, he died of a drug overdose of fentanyl. Yet a man is in prison for murder. And others are in prison as well, the others that were with him, for this crime that we now know was not a crime. And the USA was turned upside down, cities were burned, businesses were ruined, and people, many people, died and suffered for this lie that has been okayed by Congress and all the elected officials, not Margaret Taylor Greene. But the lie, perhaps what happened, happened as a, it wasn't planned is what I'm trying to say. But the lie and the continuance of the lie is an inside job. I guess we the people need to ask ourselves why. Why was it so important to these powers that be to upset this nation? Well, it's always about control. Control of the people. Now, I don't have the quote in front of me, but I had a quote that I used when I was at a Second Amendment rally several years ago. And it was an Obama quote about what he wanted to do. He wanted to put a militia in form in place that was just, what he wanted was a federal police. They want to get rid of your local police, your county sheriffs, and they want to put in place federal police. I guess they'll be about as good and honorable as the FBI. That's the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you know. Well, the jury in my mind, as I said when I had Daniel on last segment, is not in yet with my complete verdict on, I call him the Rams. But he is speaking the hard truth, and it's choking the establishment, literally. How dare he? Is he truly wanting to make America great again and destroy the establishment? Or is he just playing the role of a young MAGA entrepreneur, outsider that he is? But is he his ploy to become an insider or to make America great again? If the Rams is all he seems to be on stage, anti-establishment, an anti-industrial war complex, he might need some grooming to be president in 2028 or in 2032. I'd add that up. I wasn't sure if I had those right. 4 years and 4 years. And oh my gosh, 2032? That sounds so far into the future. However, it is only a blink away in reality. We need President Donald J. Trump back in the White House. That's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. But 4 years will not be enough to drain the swamp and clean it up. We must absolutely build this nation back up. We must absolutely restore our constitutional republic. And America, we must punish those who have participated in the insurrection of our republic. They want it to be an autocratic, authoritarian, overbearing, arrogant, officious, tyrannical, despotic, dictatorial oligarchy government regimes. That's what they want. That's what we have. Now, I remember when I was a teenager, you know, it was said to be the longest word in the dictionary. And what is that longest word in the dictionary? We had to learn to say it, and we had to learn to spell it. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. What is it? A policy or attitude that views a nation's power structure as corrupt, repressive, exploitive. Everything is an inside job. It was a fun word when I was a teen, but now it seems to be who America is. Anti-establishmentarianism. And no, I didn't spell it right the first time when I typed it out. I have in my hand news that came down that the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, has been shelled, has been attacked, and U.S. troops trend back up. The U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, came under rocket fire on Friday morning by suspected Iran-backed militias on Friday as similar attacks against the U.S. troops have begun to escalate once more. This is coming from Reuters. The article that came from Reuters, the article itself came from the Daily Caller. No group immediately claimed responsibility. I think we know who did it. I am writing a series of articles, and the second one just went up. It'll be three, I think. And the second one just went up. But what is important about it is the research that I have had to do. All roads, all lies lead us to the true insurrection. As I was researching, I'm always finding things, losing things. But I thought in our computers, if you remember, we switched computers at the first part of the year, first quarter of the year. And we still haven't got those all up and going, but that's going to happen within the next few weeks. But the old computer, I knew that I saved an article on there, and so I went searching for it. But as I was searching for it, I accidentally, air quotes, found another article that I had saved. I didn't realize it was one of five. And it was written in 2015, and I have a link to it on today's Substack, and it's Conspiracies to Cheat, Frame, and Disrupt. And it goes back to 2015. And if you read what they wrote in 2015 and read what's happened and know what's happening today with the Biden administration, you can come to one conclusion. Obama. This five-piece article, this five-part article, is about how Obama did things for the Muslim Brotherhood. And it explains now why we see our universities exploding against Israel, anti-Semitic, and okay with the murders and the rapes and the burnings of babies. We're going to lighten up. When you come back, you're going to listen to me and my oldest son as we discuss the new opening for the show. Hang in there. I think you're going to really enjoy what we have to say. And we're going to tease you with the new opening. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn. You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope you're sitting down with your cup of coffee. We're going to do a little chatting about my new opening to the show. And, you know, I've told you, I've been teasing you. I even shared a little snippet of it with you on Wednesday. Actually, I shared the whole thing because you just can't stop once you get going. And I've explained to you what it meant to me to finally have my own branding, my own show opening, and to have two of my sons very involved in making it. Now, you've listened to the end of every show for several years now where we have the little guitar picking going on. And that is my youngest son, Quint. And then I had this idea, my oldest son, who decided to start a new business in his life. And he's doing voiceovers. And I asked him if he thought he could create an opening. My oldest son's name is Alden, and he is here with me today, and we're going to chat about that a little bit. Hello, son. How you doing?
Hey, Mom. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We just got through the show. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to you're going to have to watch a Tucker Carlson interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Margaret Taylor Greene. Yes, I always get them mixed up. It was really good. Made me wonder why I ever watched the news. But anyway, that's what my rest of the show was about.
But, yeah, I listened to most of it. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, I'll have to send you that interview. I'm going to post it on Facebook on the show's page. I have in my hand what your brother wrote because he can't be here with us today. And I was telling Rudy one time, I said, you know, all my sons, they all call me Mom or Mommy or whatever. I said, but it's all different. And Quint is usually Mama. And so he starts his email out, "Hi, Mama. Sorry I couldn't be there live today. Tell your listeners that I will be playing jingle bells for adorable screaming preschoolers who have also made jingle bells to ring." He said, "Last year we sang it 4 times." Laugh out loud. Love you.
Oh, boy.
So he has probably more of a challenge than we do today.
But
yeah,
here's
we
what
could
he
listen
said.
To Jingle Bells on the show, I guess.
I guess we could. We should have had him do that. Anyway, so here's here's what he says about the song when it closes the show. The title of the song is Coming Home. I wrote it when I was feeling a little homesick during my freshman year of college. Everybody's childhood memories are different. But for me, growing up in rural Missouri, dirt roads and old farm pickup trucks were a staple of the landscape. This song, which is completely instrumental piece, reflects the nostalgia of a person hurrying home from a busy day of work, which is reflected in the fairly frenetic pace of the music throughout the song. There are three movements in the song, the second of which has an abruptly slowed tempo. This helps build anticipation and symbolizes obstacles, not necessarily bad or good. This always helps build anticipation for that in the song for the conclusion on arrival, which ends with a nice little guitar riff that is heard as a theme of time throughout the song. All right. Anyway, enough with the nerdy music mumbo jumbo, he says.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't typically write instrumental music, but really got a lot out of the nostalgia this song brings me anytime I am feeling homesick. When Mom said that she was wanting to have some music for her show, I thought, hey, she could use this song. I believe she then mentioned that she was wanting to make the show's motto, Bring America Home. Then I thought this piece would be perfect fit for the show's theme music. I am super happy with the feel that it brings to the show and hope that, whether metaphorically or literally, that the song conveys a sense of desire for home to the listeners. And with that, when I was discussing with you, Alden, what we could do for an opening, it just kind of popped into my mind, if you believe that things just pop into your mind, that we should make the opening part of the closing. And then I handed it over to you, and I'm going to let you explain how you built that. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play it first,
okay.
And then we'll have you explain how you built it. So, producer man, hit it for us, would you?
Hey, where are you going?
I got to get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's talk about the building of this and what your thoughts were. I know I gave you some ideas, but you came up with a lot of it on your own. So
you did. You gave me some good ideas, some lines that you and Rudy had kind of written out, some ideas, and I can't remember which ones of those I used and which ones I didn't, because that list is gone now. But you also, you talked about, you wanted to hear, because the song Quint wrote made you think of a truck driving down a dirt road. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to find some truck sounds, some engine noise, and then I contemplated a bit on it. I thought about what the significance is for your show of a truck driving down a dirt road, and your theme of Bring America Home really kept sticking out to me, and that I knew that had to be in your opener, because that's the theme of your show every day. That's the theme of your guests. That's the theme of your sponsors that you have on the show. That's their goal, is to bring America home. And I got to thinking, that's a treacherous journey. You know, it's not a freeway with our cruise control on, you know, in our fancy little Prius, you know. And if that's the road you're on, it's the wrong road. So the road back to bring America home, it's a neglected dirt road. It's been traveled only by a few.
Wow.
There's trees across the road from storm damage that our country has gone through, debris laying across the path, you know, and it's washed out in places, and the only way to get to the destination is an old pickup truck. with a chainsaw and a shovel in the back. And you better be wearing your work gloves and your work boots, because it's not going to be easy. So that was kind of the idea. I wanted to create that. Obviously, in a 45-second intro, we couldn't say all that stuff, right? So we had to we had to get the ideas in there. You know, so that's where that line that I added came from. Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit. Because what is needed is determination and grit. And you certainly have determination and grit on your show with your perseverance to get this message out of Bring America Home.
Well, so, and anyway. Now we hear the music, because it's taking us out of the show. Because we're about to come home. And I love the way that we made it sound like Mom. This is Mom's show. Don't make me come down there. I don't know that I ever said that to you. Did I ever say that? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. So Monday morning, what you hear closing the show is what you're going to hear opening the show. And we're going to bring America home. God bless every one of you. Thank you, Holden.
Yep.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com, or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.